Hello, faithful listeners. This is Peter Sagal, welcoming you to yet another compilation of the best of our celebrity interviews from Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, a game we call Not My Job. Now, for those of you who don't know our show, what the heck are you doing listening to this CD? Seriously, you have no idea who I am or what the show is, and you just decide to pop this thing into your computer or your player and see what's what? I have to say, I admire your gumption, friend. If more people had your kind of, what the heck, let's go for it attitude, this country would not be stuck in the mire that it is today. Believe you me, you have my thanks for being a role model. Oh, and Not My Job is a game where we invite on interesting people and ask them multiple choice questions about things they don't know anything about. It's fun. Actors generally don't like being confused for the people they play, especially when they've had a long and varied career. But Jeff Bridges, one of the most enduring actors in film, seems to embrace one of his roles, the one that, if you will, really ties his career together. I refer, of course, to the Dude from The Big Lebowski. Why Mr. Bridges seems so okay with being mistaken for the Dude became apparent when he joined us in January of 2013, along with Carl Castle and panelists Kerry O'Connor, Adam Felber, and Paula Poundstone.
Well, the Dude is a guy who doesn't really do much. He's more into being dude. He's not much of a doer.
Yeah, he just abides, is the phrase.
Yeah,
the dude abides.
Yes.
When you made this movie back in the late 90s, did you have any idea it would become the phenomenon and that character would become such a touchstone?
Well, it's, you know, a Bernie, my buddy who's a Zen master, he came up to me one day and he said, did you know that in Buddhist circles, many folks feel that the Dude is a Zen master? I said, what are you talking about, man? We didn't talk Zen or any kind of spirit.